ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 6 சாப்டர் 12 ருத்ராசுரஸ் க்ளோரியஸ் டெத் டெக்ஸ்ட் 11. புருஷஹ ப்ரக்ருதிர் வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மா பூதேந்திரியாஷயாஹ பூதேந்திரியாஷயா சக்னுவந்தி அஸ்ய சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மா பூதேந்திரியாஷய சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாஷய சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாஷய சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாம் சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாஷயா சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாஷயா சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்திரியாஷய சக்னுவந்தியஸ்ய சர்காதௌ ந வினா யதனுக்ரஹாத். புருஷா, த ஜெனரேட்டர் ஆஃப் த டோட்டல் மெட்டீரியல் எனர்ஜி. ப்ரக்ருதி, த மெட்டீரியல் எனர்ஜி ஆர் மெட்டீரியல் நேச்சர். வ்யக்தம், த பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். மகத் தத்வா ஆத்மா, த ஃபால்ஸ் ஈகோ பூதா, த ஃபைவ் மெட்டீரியல் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ், இந்திரியா, த டென் சென்சஸ், ஆஷயா, த மைண்ட், இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ் அண்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், சக்னுவந்தி ஆர் ஏபிள் அஸ்ய ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், சர்காதவ் இன் கிரியேஷன் எட்ஸெட்ரா, ந நாட், வினா விதவுட், யத் ஆஃப் ஹூம், அனுகிரஹா மெர்சி. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The three Purushas, Karnodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence and consciousness, cannot create the material manifestation. without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. The three Purushas, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Anshirodakshai Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Parasya Brahmana Shakti Satedam Akilam Jagat, whatever manifestations we experience are nothing but various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These energies cannot create anything independently. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Chacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving living beings. Only under the direction of the Lord, the Supreme Person, can Prakriti, which is manifested in 24 elements, create different situations for the living entity. In the Vedas, the Lord says, Madiyam mahimanam cha prabrahmeti shabditam vetsyasi anugrahitam me. Samprashnai Vibhratam Hudi. Since everything is a manifestation of my energy, I am known as Parabrahman. Therefore, everyone should hear from me about my glorious activities. The Lord also says in the Bhagavad Gita 10:2, Aham Adirhi Devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything and no one is independent of Him. Sri Madhvacharya also says, Anisha Jiva Rupena, the living entity is Anisha, never the controller, but is always controlled. Therefore, when a living entity becomes proud of being an independent Ishvara or God, that is his foolishness. Such foolishness is described in the following verse. ஓம் அஜ்ஞானத்து முரந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன சலாகையா சக்ஷுகு உன்மிளித்த மேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி இதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவம் கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பசத்திய தேசிதாரிணே ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மகியம் ததாதி ச பிரகாந்திகம் வாஞ்சா கல்பதரூபியஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார் சிவாசாதி கௌரவ பக்தவிருந்தா, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. புருஷஃ ப்ரக்ருதி வ்யக்தம் ஆத்மபூதேந்த்ரியாஶயா சக்னுவந்தி அஸ்ய ஸ்வர்காதௌ ந விநாயத் அனுக்ரஹாத். த த்ரீ புருஷாஸ் கர்ணோதக்ஷாய் விஷ்ணு, கர்போதக்ஷாய் விஷ்ணு அண்ட் ஷீரோதக்ஷாய் விஷ்ணு, த மெட்டீரியல் நேச்சர், த டோட்டல் மெட்டீரியல் எனர்ஜி, த ஃபால்ஸ் ஈகோ, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an amazing verse, isn't it? You follow? And Dhritarashtra is but normally in the it's done in the back, no? He has not come? Can you do in the back? Translation. Prabhu? Asim Krishna Prabhu. Whoever wants Hindi translation, they can go in the back. Piche jaiye. Jisko Hindi anuvad chahiye ho. Oh, okay. Kaun kar raha hai? Piche. So, this is actually a very amazing verse. Ye bahut adbhut shlok hai, isn't it? And Dhritarashtra was a great devotee of the Lord, the soul that was in the form of Dhritarashtra. And he was preparing for his death. This was a battle between him and Indra. And Dhritarashtra is about to be killed. Dhritarashtra was produced out of a yajna. You know, in which Vishwarupa was killed by Indra because of some reason, and therefore his father Tvashta wanted to take revenge on Indra, and he did a yajna, and in which he the mantra was supposed to be Indrashatru. Indrashatru means one who is the enemy of Indra should be born. But somehow the priest made the ucharan incorrectly and he said Indrashatru. Instead of saying Indrashatru, he said Indrashatru. So Indrashatru means someone for whom Indra is the enemy. So Indra is a demigod and as such is one of the highest demigods, and therefore he nobody in the material world is practically worth being, you know, him considering, oh, this is my enemy. Because position was very superior. And there are people above Indra, like Brahma and Shiva. These he considers as his friends and superiors. Then who can be Indrashatru? Someone who Indra thinks is my enemy. It turns out that is by definition a pure devotee. Because the demigods realize that the pure devotees are superior to them in all respects. Just like if there is a very rich man, he owns a company. I don't know, in the olden days he used to say Birla. I suppose you can still say. So Birla owns a company, and in that company there are many top, you know, whatever it's called, top executives. And they are all in that company, big shots. But if the owner's 5-year-old son comes to the company, they all will run here and there and try to take care of him because he is owner's son. Isn't it? Similarly, although these are big demigods, when the pure devotees, they are so related to the Supreme Lord intimately, the Bhagavatas, that even the demigods actually serve them. So they know that this is a position that is superior. Enemy really means you covet his position, and they think this is a, they know that this is a superior position. So Vritrasura was born by the effect of the improperly chanted mantra. And you know, without mantra, nothing gets done in the material world. Jai Shishi Radha Rasvi Hari Lata Vashaka Ji Ki Jai, Shishi Gaurnita Ki Jai, Shishi Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshmanwan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So nothing gets done in the material world without mantra, isn't it? And mantra must be spoken either mentally or loudly. Suppose this is there, this bottle. And suppose I ask you to move it, Mr. Padia. Give this bottle to Padia. Put it in front of him on the ground. Yeah. Suppose I want you to move that bottle. So you look at the bottle, see whether you can completely control your mind. Don't think anything, nothing, and try to move the bottle. You can't, right? If that actually means that he has got, you know, by chanting he has understood the mind different from the body. Whereas many people, they move it. Yeah, no problem. No. Actually, you cannot move it. Try to do this experiment. You just sit there. If you don't think anything, you cannot move. So you have to think in your mind, let me move this from here to there. Let me just extend my hand. You may not be conscious. Otherwise you cannot move it. Really, Prabhu? Does it make sense? You can do this experiment. You can try it. All day you can try. You won't be able to move it, even though it's in front of you. So, it is by the mind that we act. So mantra is, you know, that which can actually control the mind. Because we are used to acting through the mind. And these are not called mantras, because even though we speak, oh, here, take this, or like that, these are not mantras, because they don't help us to control the mind. Rather, whatever activities we perform, because we are pushed by the mind and the senses, those activities actually make us more and more engaged in material energy. Therefore, mantra is there to be, we act, But we act by an, you know, greater awareness and not by our own. So Krishna says, Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate, bewildered by false ego, the living entity thinks I am the doer. So even if you do a scientific experiment, you know, it has to be said like that. If I just look at somebody, nothing will happen. But if I tell him, please switch on the light, and he says, oh, switch on the light, oh, switch on the light, he has to think, go, switch on. Then you know the light is switched on. Very powerful language is very powerful. So the language either in the mind or in the mouth, it is necessary. So the Vedic mantras are also meant for material activity. They are very powerful. Suppose if you keep on thinking that I won't move that object. Anyway, I think I made the point, but it's another issue. We won't go deep into it. So, we shouldn't think, what is this Indra Shatru and Indra Shatru? Isme kya farak padta hai? We can't say like that. It is as different as saying, please bring me that glass, or please take this glass. Totally ulta difference is there. And in the same way, the mantra was somehow. So the mantra ucharan and all is very, very important. But that's also another science. So, you know. And because they are so much intricately connected with material nature, if you make a wrong thing, it is very difficult to correct it. Quickly it goes. In any case, so a great devotee of the Lord, Chitraketu, was now born as Vishwarupa. What is his name? Dhritarashtra. And he knew, because he was a very pure devotee of the Lord, he knew that if now he was killed, he is going back to Godhead. No more coming back. And that is a special benediction of the Lord to the devotees, that they are given the chance to remember the Lord. Yetu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate. Krishna says, yetu sarvani karmani, all activities, mayi sanyasya, sanyasya means into me completely. Sanyasi means sarvam nashayati iti sanyasi. So sanyasya, mayi sanyasya matparaha. And matpara means I am the ultimate goal for which they do things. They have got no other ulterior goal. But whatever they do, the goal is I want to please Krishna. Tesham aham samudharta. Udharta means deliver. Samudharta means completely deliver. Because the Mayavadis also sometimes deliver themselves from material cycle of birth and death, but it's not complete. Even though they get mukti, they come back. Aruhya krishareina param padam patanti yada. They fall down. But samudharta means completely. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu sanksara sagarat. From this ocean of birth and death. You see, a wave like ocean. Each wave is a birth. And if you see water waves, the water goes, becomes a wave and becomes flat, becomes a wave, becomes flat, becomes a wave from flat. So birth, death is going on. So many unlimited waves and the souls are caught in different waves and we are traveling. And Krishna says, I deliver. So that's a special benediction. And how does he deliver? In the Garuda Purana it is said that the Lord says, I come personally. Then he says that I am Garuda. So on Garuda I come and I actually deliver the living entity. Who is my devotee? He gives actually remembrance. Haridwar, it is called. Because in that place, if you go through, the body has got 9 holes, and if the soul goes through any one of these holes, there is chance for birth. Even if you go through Brahmarandra, again you can come back if you are not a devotee. But if you go there, that is Navadwar and that is Haridwar. And if you die there, you'll go back to Godhead, it is said. And it is said that in Haridwar, whoever dies at the time, Lord Shiva, who is a particular devotee of Lord, whispers in their ears Vishnu's name, Krishna's name, so that they can go back to Godhead. So, this is Ante Narayana Smriti. To remember the Lord at the end of the life is so important. And the Lord is actually helping. So, Dhritarashtra, in the battlefield, already Indra has cut his arm. And one arm of Dhritarashtra is so big. We will later see that to cut his neck with his thunderbolt, it took 360 days. You have some 10-ton saw and you have to cut something for 1 year. You can imagine how strong it is. And that was Indra's thunderbolt. And it took 360 days to cut through. And it is described here that his one arm, his one arm was much bigger than Indra's elephant. Wow, he was so amazingly tall. Hundreds of miles tall. Such a powerful personality, and he knows he is going to be defeated by Lord's will, and he is going to be killed. It is not an ordinary situation. And at that time, he is praying, he is praising the Lord. And we can try to imagine what must be his extraordinary consciousness. You see, just like Srila Prabhupada, if you see, he had, at the time of his disappearance, when he chose to leave this planet, when he chose to disappear from our eyesight, he's eternal. So we should not think that he is born and he dies, although it appears like that. Just like the sun every day seems to come up from the sea and then go down into the sea in the east and west directions. But sun is always in the sky. So Prabhupada says in the first canto that the appearance and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental. And the appearance and disappearance of the pure devotees is also transcendental. It is not that they are born and they die, they are eternal. And then Prabhupada writes in the first canto that even the appearance and disappearance of the conditioned soul is transcendental. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha ajo nityaha shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Even the spirit soul, it doesn't have birth and death. But because of being conditioned, we believe that I am born, I am this body, and I try to enjoy through this body, and then time has come, kick. Time gives a kick, I am gone, dead. And then another body is going on. But so Prabhupada, at the time of his disappearance, he had a movement with 108 temples, 112 temples, millions and millions of dollars were being collected every day and spent. So much properties were there around the world. And you would think that anyone, right, who has got such a big movement, if he's going to leave, he will be planning this and that and everything. Nothing. He had already just written a small one-page will, and he was simply translating Bhagavatam. And Hare Krishna karke, he disappeared from our sight. That type of performance is impossible. But because we cannot remember Krishna, so Krishna will remember us at the time of death if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we chant from the heart, not only from the tongue, not only from the mind, from the heart, if we can chant, then we can be sure. Bhakta paya bhujanga garuda manihi. There is a verse in the Kulasekara's Mukundamala in which he describes Krishna as various money, various kinds of jewel. Bhakta apaya. Bhakta means devotees. Apaya means danger. The danger of mahato bayat. The danger from mahat, material energy. And that is actually birth, rebirth. And bhakta apaya bhujanga garuda manihi. So one who is coming on the top of Garuda to save the devotee from the great apayam, that is a jewel who saves us. Ordinarily, if we have a jewel, we keep it for some tough times, because I can sell it or something, make money. And so is that jewel, he is saying, Bhakta apaya bhujanga garuda manihi, trailokya raksha manihi. But not, so the others who are in the material world, they also he is protecting. We can also, any time, anything can happen, he is protecting us. But we stay here. But the devotees, they go. Bhakta apaya bhujanga garuda manihi, trailokya raksha manihi, gopi lochana chataka ambuda manihi. Chataka. Chataka birds, they subsist by drinking rain water. But not ordinary rain water. Rain water that is above the atmosphere. Isn't it? Because pure. Correct? So, like that, the gopis are like chataka birds, their eyes, they subsist by looking at Krishna, not while having material desires, but while being pure. Gopi lochana chatakambuda manihi. So he is the jewel that they are beholding. Bhaktapaya bhujanga garuda manihi, trailokya raksha manihi. Gopi lochana chatakambuda manihi, saundarya something, dramanihi. Then is also the jewel of all beauty. It's like that. Beautiful song. So that is also there that he is saving.
Bhakta paya bhujanga garuda manihi, Trailokya raksha manihi, gopi lochana chatakambuda manihi, saundarya mudra manihi, yakanta mani rukmini ganabuja dvandveka bhusha manihi.
So the rukmini's shoulders, he is actually the money, the jewel that is decorating his elbow, you know, arms are decorating by embrace. Kanta.
యకాంతామణి గణభుజ ద్వంద్వైకభూషామణి శ్రేయో దేవశిఖామణి.
దెన్ దేవ మీన్స్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్, దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ దర్ క్రౌన్స్ గ్రేట్ జ్వెల్స్, బట్ దే ఆల్సో కీప్ ద లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆన్ దర్ హెడ్, దేర్ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ యు నో he is the crest jewel on the top of the head, demigod's head. Shreyo Devashikamani.
Dishatunu Gopala Chudamanihi.
Of all the Gopalas, the cowherd boys, he is actually the best.
Gopala Chudamanihi.
So, very, how much beautifully he is singing. He is enjoying Kulasekara. And he is not just singing, he is writing the song and he is putting the music and he is also singing every day as he goes to see the Lord in Sri Rangam. So, in this way, Vritrasura is being saved by the Lord and is being demonstrated. And ordinary people, when they die, they will be saying, Ah, Bah, Amma, like that. Prabhupada said that there are birds, that is parrots. You can teach them to say something, and there are parrots that are taught to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they'll say like that. But if the cat comes and catches them, they'll go, Ah! They won't say Hare Krishna, because that is not possible. Like that, he said, we should not be that we say Hare Krishna all the time, but when death comes, we say, Ah! So we have to say, so here is a fantastic example of Vritrasura, that when death was there in public, it's a humiliating death for ordinary people, because he's fighting Indra, and he's going to be defeated, and he's going to be killed, and for a great Kshatriya, that is dishonor. But yet, he is giving such great prayers to the Lord that, you know, it is in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, his prayers. But all this is only the beginning. The actual verse, we have to now see, this is Vritrasura saying the prayer. And the verse itself is a bombshell verse. So, he is saying, not only the material elements cannot cause the manifestation to act, not only the mind, intelligence and false ego cannot cause anything, not only the soul, his consciousness is not sufficient to make things happen, not only the sum total of material energy is sufficient to act by itself, not even the three Vishnus are sufficient to make things happen. Whoa! So, in the Vedic literatures it is said, Vishnostu trini rupani purushakyani ato viduhu ekanto mahato srishtir dutiyam andasamsitam tritiyam samstabhutva gyatva vimuchyati. This is a Vedic verse, mantra. Vishnostu trini rupani, Rigveda. Purushakyani ato viduhu. Vishnu comes in three forms. And people don't know that, they only say Vishnu. But the Vedas are saying, Vishnu comes in three forms. Ekanto mahato srishti. The first Vishnu is what? Karanasai Vishnu. He is Mahat, he is creating the material energy. Where is the material energy coming from? It's coming from Karna Sai Vishnu. And even though he creates the material energy, still he is not the cause. If that is the position of Karna Sai Vishnu, and what is our position? And still we think, I am the great guy and I am the enjoyer. I will enjoy like this. Right, Ashwin? Correct, or? Did you know that there were three Vishnus? You are surprised? Yeah, it is a Vedic mantra. And, dvitiyam anda samsitam. So the second one, The second one, Garbhasai Vishnu, he enters into Anda, that is universe, and he creates Brahma. And actually the one Karanasai Vishnu becomes trillions of Garbhasai Vishnu, and each Garbhasai Vishnu is creating one Brahma. There are trillions of Brahmas, trillions of universes. Tritiyam Anda Samstitam. The third Vishnu, Samstha Bhutva. Isn't that? The second one is Ekanto Matras Dintiyam Anda Samstitam. Tritiyam Samstha Bhutva. Bhuta means material elements, and they are in the atoms form, and he is entering all the atoms. That is Paramatma, Anu. In every Anu, the Paramatma is there. And so there are unlimited trillions of atoms in each one of them. Paramatma is there. He is all Shirashai Vishnu, the one who is in the milk ocean. But he is but a plenary portion of Garbhasai Vishnu. Who is actually, there are millions of them in each universe, one. And they are all coming from Karanasai Vishnu. And he is a portion of Krishna. What is that? Yasya kala visheshu. Something. Yas karanarnava jale. Bhajatisma yoga nidram ananta bhagajagadanda kupam. Right? Yas karanarnava bhajate. Something it comes like that. Is Karanasai Vishnu is a portion of Krishna. So, but Krishna is not the greatest simply because he is the source of, even Karanasai Vishnu. But Krishna is absolute truth. Krishna is absolute truth means, of course, I cannot explain such things, but everything, from Krishna's perspective, only Krishna exists. Nobody else exists. Therefore, you cannot say this, that. It's only Krishna. Therefore, in the Rig Veda it said, right? Aham eva agre. I am the one in the beginning. Krishna. Of course, there's no beginning or end, but it is said like that for our purposes. So we have to understand Krishna is absolute truth. If you ask somebody, this person, you can ask, who is he? He works for that company. Is he? Something other than him is there. Who is he? That is temple president. That's a temple and he's temple president. But you cannot, if you say, who is that? And you say, Krishna. Who is he? You cannot say, because anything you say is also Krishna. Because Krishna is everything. Therefore, he is absolute. You can say even Karanasai Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna, but Krishna, if you say, there is nothing more to say. Because everything is Krishna. Therefore, the name Krishna is non-different from Krishna, because it denotes Krishna. Therefore, it is said Nama and Rupa and Leela. So first we chant Krishna's name, then we realize his form, and then we realize his activities. They are all non-different. So Krishna is so absolute, and therefore he is called up. Therefore Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam, that in the first canto, the conception of God and the conception of absolute truth are not on the same level. The absolute truth is a greater conception than God. So Vasudevam, what is that? Satyam Param Dhimahi. So the Bhagavatam is actually enabling us to understand, especially in this Kali Yuga, Krishna is the absolute truth. So Krishna has categories, but it's all Krishna. I have hands and I have legs, but it's all me. This is me. Although you can say, you can say matter, you can say spirit, but from Krishna's viewpoint, it's Krishna. But Krishna says, spirit can have a relation with me. மமை ஏவாம்ச ஜீவலோகே ஜீவபூதக சனாதனக. மை அம்சா ஆர் தேர். ஹி இஸ் நாட் சேயிங் திஸ் இஸ் மீ, ஹி இஸ் சேயிங் மை அம்சா. அண்ட் ஹி இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ரெக்கக்னைசிங் லைக் தட் சோ தட் வி கேன் ஹாவ் ரிலேஷன் வித் ஹிம். மமை வாம்சோ ஜீவலோகே ஜீவபூதக சனாதனக. Instead of being with me, manashashtani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. So Krishna is, you know, giving us a chance to relate to him. The absolute truth, what can you tell who he is? You cannot say, but anything you say will be less. He says, God is my controller. It's all various other forms. But if you have a relation with Krishna, then you can say, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my baby, Krishna is my master, Krishna is my lover. These rasas are there. Then we can actually approach the absolute truth, who is beyond description. As soon as, so Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very first verse, that if there is any one trans nomenclature that is considered to be perfect in describing the absolute truth, it is Krishna. So when you say Krishna, you have said everything that can be said about Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and his name, and therefore we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are chanting, and it's an invitation to become, you know. So Vritrasura is not simply saying like an ordinary religious person, oh my God, please help me, please give me this, ye de do, no. He's giving fantastic realizations, and it is actually an amazing, amazing verse. Any questions or comments?
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. ஹிந்தி சொல்லுங்க, ஹிந்தி ஹிந்திமே பாத் கரு. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண.
கலத் மந்திர உச்சாரண से பிருத்தாசுர கா ஜன்ம ஹோகே. கோயி ஹமாரா மந்திர மே ராதா ராசுவார கே ஜோ பூஜா கர்தே ஜோ கலத் உச்சாரண ஹோகே ஜோ மந்திர, இஸ்கே பாத் கியா ஹோகா?
வாட் இஸ் தட்?
அப் போலே கி கலத் உச்சாரண से?
நோ நோ, வஹா சே சுனாய் நஹி தேதா, இஸ்லியே. क्या बोला? Well, you have to take some care. He's asking, like Vritrasura case, galat chanting saisa hua. கே ஹோ கே அம்பி அகர் இன் த ஆல்டர் இஃப் வி சே சம் மந்த்ராஸ் ராங் கே ஓரா. பட் ஆக்சுவலி அவர்ஸ் இஸ் பக்தி. மாம மாத்திரேன பூஜ்யத்தை பகவான் ஹரிஹி. அவர் மெயின் திங் இஸ் தட் வி சாண்ட் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஃபார் எவ்ரி அதர் மந்த்ரா இஸ் தட்ஸ் வை இன் த பிகினிங் வி சே யஸ்மரேட் புண்டரீகாட்சம், ரைட்? வெதர் வி ஆர் கிளீன் ஸ்டேட் ஆர் அன்கிளீன் ஸ்டேட், then we are chanting Hare Krishna all the time. That is what is giving us the qualification to go on the altar. Nobody is putting a test whether you are chanting the mantras properly, deity mantras. But are you chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra? That is there, that's in order to actually be initiated and go on the altar. So we should try our best to chant the mantras. Mantras are extremely simple. You have to say Kleem Krishnaya Namaha, Kleem Shreem Hreem, Kleem Radhikaya Namaha, Shreem Hreem Radhikaya. So what is the big deal? Kleem Kalangaya Namaha. It's not very difficult, simple mantras. So we don't have to think, I'm great pujari, I'm great brahmana, no. Dekho, kaisa karega puja? Not like that. Right? Pujari Prabhu. We are not some cinema actor who is fighting with, in a very stylish way or something like that. But we are, you know, sometimes devotees, if we are devotees for a long time, pujari, sometimes we are like that, what is happening? No, it's not like that. So, bhakti upakritam. So, whatever bhakti is there, we have to give. That's why I said that is another stage, Vedic life, materially highly evolved stage. We don't even know such mantras. So our mantras are made very simple. There's not much. As soon as we go, we do achaman. Right? Sita, Om Krishna Ayanama, Om Madhava Ayanama, Govinda Ayanama, Om Sadvishnu, Paramam Padam, Sadapashyanti Suryo, Divya Chakshuratam. And even when chanting that mantra, it is not that we are simply chanting, we are remembering the meaning. Om Tad Vishnu Or Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayo. Surayo means devotees. All the time they are seeing. Just like if you have eyes, no matter where you go, you are always seeing the sun. Sunlight is there. But if you are blind, no matter where you go, what you will see? So the pure devotees, wherever they are going, they are simply seeing Krishna. So we remember the devotees to start our worship like that. So yeah, it's our mood that's more important. The worship is not that important. And even the chanting of the holy name, it is a great story of Valmiki, right? He was saying, Mara, 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 Mara. Hey, we go back to God. It is the thing. The bhava. So, in the beginning I think they said that in China, ru is not there, so they don't say Krishna. Some people, devotees say, it's not Krishna, it's Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, we should chant like that. But the Chinese were saying, Ale Krishna, Ale Krishna. They asked Prabhupada, Kavayaga, I said, that's also perfect. It makes no difference. But if we can say Hare Krishna, we shouldn't say Ale Krishna. That as much as possible, we should, you know, speak properly and pronounce properly.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Kanji.
It is like a Tino Purusho, jo Karana Dago Sai Vishnu, Garbhodago Sai Vishnu, or Kshirodago Sai Vishnu. Ye kya hai? Vishnu to Vishnu, ek Vishnu hai. Phir ye tino kya hai?
No, Vishnus to Trini Rupani. There are three Vishnus. They are different. It is described, Krishna has 64 qualities, Ananta. Narayana has 60 qualities, Ananta. Vishnu has 55 qualities, Ananta. Shiva has 50 qualities in Ananta and 5 qualities in trace. And the Jiva has 50 qualities in trace. And whoever develops it to 78%, he becomes Brahma. So, and Krishna has got 4 qualities that are not manifest even in Narayana. One of them is that he can play the flute. I don't know, another is some, there are 3, 4 qualities are there. Before I memorized it, but now I have memorized Schrodinger equation, so it is different. But anybody remembers?
अरे जो वो बोलते हैं जो परम पुरुष भगवान
पीकॉक फेदर राइट हाँ वंडरफुल डिवोट यूनिक डिवोटीज एंड यस रसा विथ हिज रिलेशंस समथिंग लाइक दैट या पीकॉक फेदर फ्लूट सो कृष्णा इज यूनिक दैट डजंट मीन नारायण कैन नॉट प्ले फ्लूट ऑफ कोर्स ही कैन प्ले एंड ही कैन प्ले फैंटास्टिकली But there is, we cannot understand. Krishna can play the flute and it will be fantastic. Narayana can play any instrument perfectly. Is Narayana. But still it is said, Krishna is unique. And just that flute can actually, Jagan Mohanam it can do. Jagan Mohana Krishna is called. So there is a difference.
ठीक है. और एक क्वेश्चन है. जो बोलते परम पुरुष भगवान कृष्ण, इसे परम पुरुष बोलते. और निताई गुरु को तो परम पुरुष नहीं बोलते. और रामचंद्र भगवान को तो परम पुरुष नहीं बोलते. और विठल भगवान
क्या बोलता?
परम पुरुष लगाते परम
भगवान कृष्ण है. जय. लेकिन प्रश्न क्या?
गौर निताई परम पुरुष क्यों पीछे नहीं लगाते?
मतलब कौन परम पुरुष? गौर निताय परम पुरुष है क्या?
वही तो बात है ना, ये भगवान है ना. अब गौर निताय को भगवान मानते और सीताराम लखन को भगवान मानते, जो रामचंद्र महाप्रभु भगवान मानते, परम पुरुष क्यों नहीं लगाते? और जगन्नाथ पुरी में बैठा, जगन्नाथ बोल दो सुभद्रा मणि बैठा,
परम पुरुष क्यों नहीं लगाते? कृष्णा इज द सोर्स, डीप आर्च इज देन ब्रह्म संहिता इट इज सेड दैट जस्ट लाइक फ्रॉम वन कैंडल सो मेनी कैंडल्स कम. They are all same, but this is the original candle. Like that, Krishna is the original. And we cannot understand, we can only say that. Kyon kyon, we cannot say. But maybe I can give a little bit more from, say, Vedas, but ultimately it has to be accepted. Krishna is Param. Bhuktaram, Yagyataprasam, Sarulokameshwaram. Aham mat sarvatna sarvas and what is that? Aham sarvamat sarisar matta sarvam pravartate. What is the first line? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything, he said. And then Krishna says, matta parataram na anyat kishchidasi dhananjayada kinchidasi. There is nothing that is greater than me. Bas. Suppose you say, I like orange juice, not apple juice. Kyo? Nothing, no kyo. That's all. Ye to mera prakriti lakshana, vyakti lakshana. He likes orange juice. That's all. That's your cat. So like that, for Krishna when you come, it's only simply statements. There is no kyo. It is absolute truth. Bas, itna hi hai. But if when we do devotional service in the heart, he can reveal. So I described about the absolute truth, how he is, little bit. Uske baad kya kar sakte. Any other questions? Yes.
Elaborate that. The nine gates and Haridwar you are talking in between. So Haridwar means you are name of the God, you are mean by?
Haridwar means, that's a way of saying that's the dwara by which you go to God. Hari.
But that is that means at the end of at the time of death one takes the name of God. That's you mean that?
No, in that place it's called Haridwar. That place is called Haridwar.
But it is a physical place or something?
Yes, you have not gone to Haridwar?
No, yeah, I've been to. Means somebody has to leave body in the Haridwar, then only he can go, or otherwise?
Not then only. If you leave there, if you are a devotee, no matter where you are, you'll go back to Godhead.
Yeah.
These are all for people who are, to give them some chance, at least do that.
Oh.
Way to give up the material existence at least at the time of death. Oh, I'm getting very old, I'm going to die, let me go to Haridwar. Okay. Until now I have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But if you are all the time serving the Lord in your life, how does it matter? That is why it is said, he will come to take you. You don't have to remember him, he will remember you. So don't worry.
No, I just wanted to clarify. I didn't understand.
You don't have to immediately go and buy one house in Haridwar.
No.
Oh,
somebody,
I did not know.
Somebody may think like that. That's why I just wanted to make it clear.
No, that is why people live. The Prabhupada, Vrindavan is also same. Everything is Haridwar in that sense. Mayapur. Anji? Correct. Bombay. Yeah. Tirtanti Kurvani. The pure devotees, jahan bhi jayega, vahan pavitra dham ban jayta hai. If you go to New York also, it's now Pavitra Dham because his temple is there. Consciousness, that's all, our consciousness. Prabhupada bola Vrindavan mera, Vrindavan is my ghar, and Mayapur is my bhajan kutir, and Bombay is my office. And then he said, I come to Bombay for purification. Vrindavan is my home, Sita Mayapur is my bhajan kutir, and Bombay is my office. Of course he's talking about his temples in these places. But he said, I go to Bombay for purification. Why? Because preaching is going on here. Of course, everywhere Vrindavan also preaching. But he emphasized the importance of preaching. Preaching is purifying us. So you can be anywhere in San Francisco also if you are preaching. You are in the Holy Dham. Naham tishnami vaikunte yoginam hrideyeshuva yatramad bhakta gayanti tatra tishnami narata. So Holy Dham is where Krishna is, and where is Krishna? He said, I am not in Vaikuntha. I am not even in the heart of the yogis who are meditating perfectly. But jaha mera bhakta log, what is that? They are talking about me. Mere bare mein, right? Kirtanti gayanti. Jaha mein hoon. Main prasannat. Prasanna hua hoon. So he is there everywhere. Krishna listens not when a fool like me speaks. When Prabhupada is speaking, wherever he is speaking, Krishna is there. 100%. Any other questions or comments? Otherwise it is 9:15. So in a few days I'll be going to America. Kindly give me a blessing so that I can do some seva there for Srila Prabhupada and scientific preaching. Thank you very much for asking me to give the class. Hare Krishna. Jai. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai.